This is a Zero Agenda News podcast. This episode is based on an evidence-graded timeline research paper published at zeroagendanews.com. Every claim in the paper is labeled by confidence and tied to sources, so what follows separates documented fact from inference and interpretation. From early French combat aircraft purchases to submarines, Rafales, and industrial roadmaps, how two non-aligned powers built one of the world's most durable bilateral partnerships. The paper covers the period from 1953 to 2026-0602. It has 23 timeline entries. The timeline includes 21 entries graded as fact and 2 entries graded as conjecture. The episode follows the strongest points in the record and keeps the confidence labels audible. The first phase is foundations and Cold War alignment, from 1953 to 1958. 1953, India orders the Dassault Ouragan, an early French combat aircraft acquisition. India ordered 71 Dassault MD-450 Ouragan jet fighters in 1953, with the aircraft designated Tufani in Indian Air Force Service. India later acquired additional second-hand Ouragans from France, bringing the type into a wider post-independence fleet that mixed British, Soviet, and French aircraft. This entry is graded as fact. From 1957 to 1958, India acquires the Dassault Mistral IVA, a second generation of French combat aircraft. India acquired 110 Dassault Mistral IVA swept-wing fighters from France, with deliveries beginning in 1957. The aircraft were purchased as complete flyaway units, deepening India's operational familiarity with French aviation technology. The Mistral IVA served with distinction in both the 1965 and 1971 Indo-Pakistani wars. This entry is graded as fact. The second phase is strategic architecture, from 1982 to 2011. 1982, India orders the Mirage 2000, France beats the United States and Soviet Union in a landmark competition. After evaluating competing offers from the United States F-16, the Soviet Union MiG-23, and France Mirage 2000, India selected the Mirage 2000 for its air superiority requirements. This entry is graded as fact. From 1998 to 1999, France criticizes Pokhran II but keeps the new strategic partnership open. In May 1998, India conducted the Pokhran II nuclear tests. Unlike the United States, which imposed sanctions under domestic law, France criticized the tests but did not impose comparable bilateral sanctions. This entry is graded as fact. 2005, Project 75, India signs for 6 Scorpion-class submarines with DCNS. India's Ministry of Defense signed a contract with DCNS, now Naval Group, of France and Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders Limited, MDL, for the construction of 6 Scorpion-class conventional submarines under Project 75. Valued at approximately US$3.75 billion, the deal included technology transfer arrangements allowing MDL to build the submarines at Mumbai. This entry is graded as fact. From 2007 to 2015, India selects the Rafale in the MMRCA competition, then reverses course. India issued a request for proposal for 126 medium multirole combat aircraft, MMRCA, in 2007. Following technical evaluations, the IAF shortlisted the Rafale and the Eurofighter Typhoon in 2011, then declared the Rafale the winner of the competition in January 2012, based on lowest life cycle cost. This entry is graded as fact. The third phase is the Rafale decade, from 2015 to 2022. April 2015, Modi announces 36 flyaway Rafale purchase during Paris visit, bypassing the 126 aircraft deal. During Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Paris in April 2015, he announced that India would purchase 36 Rafale aircraft in flyaway condition directly from France, abandoning the stalled 126 aircraft tender. The announcement was made at a joint press conference with President Francois Hollande. This entry is graded as fact. September 2016, intergovernmental agreement for for 36 Rafale jets, signed for 59,000 crore rupees. India and France signed the intergovernmental agreement for the supply of 36 Rafale multirole fighters in September 2016. The deal, valued at approximately 59,000 crore rupees, approximately 7.8 billion euros, was India's largest single defense procurement at the time. This entry is graded as fact. From 2017 to 2023, first five Scorpene submarines commissioned as INS Kalvari class. Mazagon Dock delivered the first five Scorpene submarines to the Indian Navy between 2017 and 2023, INS Kalvari 2017, INS Khandri 2019, INS Karanj 2021, INS Vela 2021, and INS Vagya January 2023. Each vessel incorporates French DCNS technology for hull, propulsion, combat management, and weapon systems. This entry is graded as fact. From 2020 to 2022, all 36 Rafales delivered, IAF creates two dedicated squadrons. Deliveries of all 36 Rafale aircraft under the 2016 IGA were completed in December 2022, ahead of the contracted schedule. The IAF formed two dedicated Rafale squadrons, No. 17 Squadron Golden Arrows at Ambala and No. 101 Squadron Falcons of Chaim and Akhenor at Hashimara. This entry is graded as fact. The fourth phase is from buyer to builder, from 2023 to 2026. February 2023, Air India orders 250 Airbus aircraft, one of the largest commercial aviation deals in Indian history. The Tata-owned Air India announced a commitment to order 250 Airbus aircraft in February 2023, comprising 210 A320 family narrowbody jets and 40 A350 widebodies, in a deal valued at over United States $35 billion at list prices. Air India later firmed up the Airbus order at the Paris Air Show in June 2023. At the same time, it signed purchase agreements for its broader 470 aircraft Airbus and Boeing fleet expansion. This entry is graded as fact. July 2023. India clears acceptance of necessity for 26 Rafale marine jets. India's Defence Acquisition Council granted acceptance of necessity for procurement of 26 Rafale marine aircraft for the Indian Navy from the French government through an intergovernmental agreement route. The July 2023 decision was a procurement clearance, not the final signed contract. Price, terms, Indian-designed equipment integration, and maintenance arrangements remained subject to negotiation. This entry is graded as fact. July 2023, Modi-Macron summit elevates partnership to special global strategic partnership. Prime Minister Modi's state visit to Paris in July 2023, timed to coincide with Bastille Day, where Indian troops led the parade for the first time, produced a joint statement elevating the India-France relationship to a special global strategic partnership. The designations signaled a deepening beyond standard strategic partnership frameworks and was accompanied by new commitments in space, cyber, clean energy. This entry is graded as fact. January 2024. Macron's Republic Day visit reaffirms the Horizon 2047 framework. During President Macron's state visit to India in January 2024, when he was chief guest at the Republic Day celebrations on 26 January, the two countries reaffirmed the Horizon 2047 roadmap unveiled during Modi's July 2023 Paris visit. The joint statement framed the relationship around sovereignty, strategic autonomy, defense, space, civil nuclear, and digital cooperation. This entry is graded as fact. The paper's interpretation turns on this point: three features of an exceptional relationship. The India-France relationship defies the standard buyer-seller template that characterizes most arms trade. Three features set it apart. First, continuity. France has been India's primary Western defense supplier for over 70 years, surviving governments of opposing ideologies in both countries. Second, reciprocity. France's decision to keep engagement open after Pokhran II, when the United States imposed sanctions, created a level of strategic trust that procurement alone could not purchase. The paper's interpretation turns on this point: the tests ahead. the unresolved Jetapur project, and France's loss of the reported Project 75i final track show the limits of the partnership. Strategic alignment can open doors, but it does not guarantee commercial closure. The paper's interpretation turns on this point. Three features of an exceptional relationship. The India-France relationship defies the standard buyer-seller template that characterizes most arms trade. Three features set it apart. First, continuity. France has been India's primary Western defense supplier for over 70 years, surviving governments of opposing ideologies in both countries. Second, reciprocity. France's decision to keep engagement open after Pokhrani-I when the United States imposed sanctions created a level of strategic trust that procurement alone could not purchase. The paper's interpretation turns on this point. The tests ahead. The unresolved Jetapur project and France's loss of the reported Project 75i final track show the limits of the partnership. Strategic alignment can open doors, but it does not guarantee commercial closure. The practical recommendation is direct. Strategic autonomy does not require alliance membership. The France relationship illustrates that sustained technology access, sanctions restraint, and continued diplomatic engagement can build deeper alignment than alliance membership. India secured Rafale, Scorpene, and civil nuclear frameworks without joining any Western treaty structure. The practical recommendation is direct. Break the Jetapur impasse by resolving its domestic constraints. The Jetapur impasse, now 17 years old, underscores that liability frameworks and land acquisition are genuine constraints on India's civil nuclear ambitions, not merely negotiating positions. Resolving these domestically would unlock the most consequential infrastructure project in the bilateral relationship. The central takeaway is this: the documented timeline matters because it separates what is established from what is inferred, and it makes the uncertainty visible instead of hiding it. This episode was adapted from the full evidence-graded timeline, where you can read the source-linked paper, review each confidence label, and inspect the evidence directly. Every claim sourced, every conclusion labeled. ZeroAgendaNews.com.